Genesis chapter 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said to them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the earth, and let the fear of you and the dread of you be upon every animal of the earth, and upon all fowl of the heavens, upon all that moveth on the ground, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be food for you. As the green herb I give you everything. Only the flesh with its life, its blood, ye shall not eat. And indeed your blood, the blood of your lives, will I require. At the hand of every animal will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of each, the blood of his brother, will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God he hath made man. And ye, be fruitful, and multiply, swarm on the earth, and multiply on it. And God spoke to Noah, and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you, and with every living soul which is with you, fowl as well as cattle, and all the animals of the earth with you, of all that has gone out of the ark, every animal of the earth. And I establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. And henceforth there shall be no flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I set between me and you and every living soul that is with you, for everlasting generations. I set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be for a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring clouds over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living soul of all flesh, and the waters shall not henceforth become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living soul of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, and Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These three are the sons of Noah. And from these was the population of the whole earth spread abroad. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he uncovered himself in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren outside. And Shem and Japheth took the upper garment, and both laid it upon their shoulders, and went backwards, and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were turned away, that they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine, and learned what his youngest son had done to him. And he said, Cursed be Canaan, let him be a bondman of bondmen to his brethren. And he said, Blessed be Jehovah, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his bondman. Let God enlarge Japheth, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his bondman. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. And all the days of Noah were 950 years. And he died.